It is Wheelock's turn to stop breathing. When he starts again, the puffs of breath in Blind Willie's ear have become a hurricane. The cop's moving mouth is almost on his skin. "What do you mean?" he whispers. A hand settles on the arm of Blind Willie's field jacket. "You just tell me what the fuck you mean." But Blind Willie continues silent, hands at his sides, head slightly raised, looking attentively into the darkness that will not clear until daylight is almost gone, and on his face is that lack of expression which so many passers-by read as ruined pride, courage brought low but somehow still intact. "Better be careful, Officer Wheelock," he thinks. "The ice under you is getting thin. I may be blind, but you must be deaf if you can't hear the sound of it cracking under your feet." The hand on his arm shakes him slightly. Wheelock's fingers are digging in. "You got a friend? Is that it, you son of a bitch? Is that why you hold the envelope out that way half the damn time? You got a friend taking my picture? Is that it?" Blind Willie goes on saying nothing. To Jasper the police smurf, he is now giving a sermon of silence. People like Officer Wheelock will always think the worst if you let them. You only have to give them time to do it.
"You don't want to fuck with me, pal," Wheelock says viciously.
But there is a subtle undertone of worry in his voice, and the hand on Blind Willie's jacket loosens. "We're going up to 400 a month starting in January, and if you try playing any games with me, I'm going to show you where the real playground is. You understand me?" Blind Willie says nothing. The puffs of air stop hitting his ear, and he knows Wheelock is getting ready to go. But not yet, alas. The nasty little puffs come back.
"You'll burn in hell for what you're doing," Wheelock tells him.
He speaks with great, almost fervent sincerity.
"What I'm doing when I take your dirty money is a venial sin. I asked the priest, so I'm sure. But yours is mortal. You're going to hell. See how many handouts you get down there."
Blind Willie thinks of a jacket Willie and Bill Shearman sometimes see on the street. There is a map of Vietnam on the back, usually the years the wearer of the jacket spent there, and this message: "When I die, I'm going straight to heaven because I spent my time in hell." He could mention this sentiment to Officer Wheelock, but it would do no good. Silence is better. Wheelock walks away, and Willie's thought that he's glad to see him go causes a rare smile to touch his face. It comes and goes like an errant ray of sunshine on a cloudy day.